do my like this.
Thank you.
called the little girl to her bedside, and she gave her a doll. And she said, "Here, take a look at this doll. Keep her with you always. And when I am gone, she will always take care of you." And she gave the little girl the doll. The little girl looked at the doll. It looked just like her. It also had a white shirt and a red skirt and black shoes.
"Oh my God, I like a doll now. I'm so small. I just ate that cookie and now I'm small. How am I supposed to get on that table to get that key to open that door? I'm never going to get out of here again."
"Oh, maybe that bubble in you.
It's a drink for me. Maybe if I drink that, I get tall again.
The little girl didn't like the new stepmother and
the new stepsisters. They were terribly mean to her. And they made her clean every day.
Du matin au soir. Le salon, la salle de bain,
la salle à manger. Je fais le ménage. Mais je ne veux pas me plaindre parce que je vais être fière et je vais voir ce que je suis très fin. Moi, je vais sourire parce que mon rêve de ma vie, c'est de rencontrer le prince charmant."
But the stepsisters didn't like the little girl much either. And indeed, they hatched a plan.
They said, "Let us let the fire go out. And then we will have to send the little girl into the forest to fetch more fire from Baba Yaga. We will eat her, and we will never hear from her again." And that is exactly what they did. And the next day, the little girl set out into the forest.
Because she looked so scary. The doll wiggled in her hand. So she did. And she said, "Baba Yaga, I need some fire." But Baba Yaga laughed at her. "What? You think you're just going to get fire for free? No. Make me dinner, clean the house, and separate all the corn from the wheat. And I'll think about it." The little girl said, "Can I do that?" But the doll wiggled in her hand. So she said, "Very well." And when Baba Yaga had gone, the doll said, "I'll take care of you. You lay down and sleep." Baba Yaga gave her a skull full of fire in the mouth and the eyes, put it on a stick, and the little girl walked home through the forest like this until she reached the house. And at that moment, the stepsisters and the stepmother saw the burning skull coming and were dreadfully afraid. And by the time the little girl had reached them, the fire in the skull burned each one of them to ashes. And the little girl lived happily ever after. The end.
What's the time?
enfants.
Thank you.
to my turn.
I can wait to tell you that.
Thank you. Yeah.